Welcome to Local Share Green Action Podcast. This show is produced by Go Green Locally, a 501c3 nonprofit providing tools and resources for people that are looking for ways to take even more successful local action that makes a difference for our people and our planet. Speaking with someone who decided to start an annual baby and kids clothing swap in our community, I'm speaking with Allie Marielle. Allie is scheduled to hold the first Aiden and Allie's first annual baby and kids clothing swap at the local library in Hillsdale, New Jersey. She named the event after her and her son, and she has been collecting and sorting the mountains of clothing donations in her basement, mostly on her own, for the last 4 months. And she's also been actively getting out the word about the event, collecting clothing, and enrolling some family helpers for the big day. Welcome to the show, Allie.
Hi, how are you?
I'm so excited to speak with you and learn a little bit about your path of action by holding a clothing swap for moms helping moms in your community. So what first inspired you to start a clothing swap, and what are your goals for this event?
So I have a 2.5-year-old son, and I noticed locally there's, she's a foundation. She was doing a local clothing swap, which I sort of have heard about before. The clothing swap that I've heard of is where you bring like 10 items and everybody brings that amount and then you leave with the same amount. And this one that I went to is just for children. And it was kind of a little bit different, where the woman that organized it, she worked on everything beforehand. And then everybody that wants to come to the event just comes and takes what they need. So I thought that was interesting that all the like work is done beforehand and that people are looking for used clothing can just take what they need. So I went to that one, and it was, you know, like outside at a local park. And I thought that was so great because so many people showed up, and a lot of people that were in need of, you know, stuff after they have a baby or just looking for clothes can come. And she was actually very surprised because the event was supposed to be a few hours long and everything was gone within an hour. So I just thought it was a great event.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. So I sort of got the idea from that. And then after I went, I was just thinking about, like, you know, it's probably a lot of work and how hard it is to do that. But something in me was just like, I feel like I should have one of my own.
That is so cool.
Yeah.
I love it. I love it. So I know this is your first one, but what advice would you maybe give to someone in another community who might want to start something similar, just from like what you've been going through so far?
I won't lie and say that it's easy, because, you know, you kind of have to have random spots of time where you can work on it. I guess my advice would be to make sure that you definitely have, you know, time within your days, even if you are a busy person, to work on the actual, you know, sorting of the clothes and stuff like that. But in hindsight, I think I would want to maybe gather like a team to kind of help me, just because I've been pretty much doing this on my own. Any free time that I have, I am in my basement, like working on the clothes, sorting the clothes. I do have some friends and family that are going to be volunteering and helping, you know, for the day before the event for setup and the day of the event for the actual thing. But as far as all the work that is done ahead of time, that's pretty much just me. You know, everybody in the community has been amazing. I'm actually like so surprised at how many people are donating and have donated and want to like help out. I originally had 2 drop-off locations, which is at the library that I'm doing the event at. They provided like an area where I can have a bin and people can drop off so they could feel comfortable going to a local place. And I also allowed it to be at my house. So, you know, after I closed the donations for the library, I'm still getting people reaching out that want to donate, you know, even to my house, which is great.
That's amazing. So were the people at the library very receptive when you came and asked them about this idea?
Yeah. So at first I was just thinking, you know, like after going to the event that I went to and then thinking like, is this something that I can do? I just kept thinking like, where can I do this? You know, should I do this in the backyard? Or could I find like a local place where I could use their room or something like that? And I was talking to my mom, And she was saying how, you know, the people at the Hillsdale Library are so nice and there's a meeting room there, which I did remember, but I couldn't remember the size and I didn't remember like what type of events they even allowed there.
Yeah.
So, you know, my mom was like, what's the worst that could happen? Like, go and talk to the people there and, you know, see what they think. And I went and I found the director of the library and I just kind of told him my idea and he really liked it. And he was like, no problem, let's do it. So I was like, okay, are you sure? Like, you're game for this? And he was like, yeah, it sounds great. It'll bring, you know, a lot of people in the community to the library. So, you know, I'm trying to help just local moms and families. And he's trying to, you know, help his community and just, you know, have people come to the library because they do events all the time there. So it just kind of like worked out. And I thought it would be great, you know, to have it in an actual place and not, you know, because not everybody might feel comfortable just going to someone's backyard.
Yeah. 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 I love it. I love it. So how have you been like kind of helping to get the word out? Well, let me ask this question first. Like, how far in advance have you started putting the word out or like kind of officially with the library created the event?
So I think I went to the one that I went to in April and then I started thinking about it. And then when I approached the library, it was like the third week of May. And I was like, you know, I have to get the ball rolling because I wanted to do it in like the fall time because I feel like that's just a great time where people really need like, you know, clothing and other accessories, things for school, stuff like that. So I was like, I'm a good planner. And I know that you have to plan ahead. And I was just thinking if I start this in around May and, I, you know, get the word out, you know, get the room set, and then I can start asking people for donations that I'll have plenty of time to like sort the clothes and get everything done. So yeah, I just started immediately. I made like a graphic online and I started posting it. I'm in a lot of mom groups and just local like Northern New Jersey, Bergen County groups. So I just started posting, you know, kind of like every other day on Facebook, getting the word out. And, you know, I have an invitation Facebook group online. And I mean, it's up to 250 people right now. So.
Wow. That is awesome.
Yeah.
So can you share like any stories, maybe some of the feedback that you're getting from the community or some of the moms in the moms groups?
Yeah. So, you know, obviously I talk to like hundreds of people now, which is so crazy, you know, like scheduling people to drop off, you know, any questions people have, because it's a little different. It's not the conventional swap. And I think some people were a little bit confused by that. Now, the only reason that I'm doing it this way is because if it's just a swap for men or women, it's really just you bring in, like, if it's for women, you bring 10 dresses, for men, you bring 10 suits, and then everybody like switches and you kind of get new things. But when it's something that's so many sizes for, you know, babies, toddlers, and children and maternity, the work has to be done ahead of time because there's just too much sorting and too many clothes. Mm-hmm. So I decided to kind of explain in my first, you know, couple posts of like how this works and what it is. So people understand that you're donating ahead of time. I'm doing the work first. And then for the actual event, it's literally just you come, you bring a bag and you take whatever you need.
So are you giving like priority to the people that donated first and then kind of opening it up as a community giveaway or?
No, really? It's pretty much open to anybody. I kind of explained that anybody that reached out to me, like, you know, I think like most people in town have donated, which is so wonderful. It's really open to anybody, whoever needs things that's in need of clothing or, you know, whatever we have. You know, people's feedback has been, you know, I'm not going to lie, there's some negativity. People are, I guess, weary of there being like scams or things that aren't real. So there's been a few people that have been just kind of questioning, like, how are you doing this? You know, how does this work? Is this real? And yes, it's real. I'm a real person. I'm a real mom. I really did this as a positive thing to just help people that are in need. You know, after COVID happened, a lot of people are struggling. And I just feel like you have to help each other. I think people have lost that a little bit. It's a little discouraging, but I want to like put that back in to, you know, our community that we do need to help each other. It's okay to struggle, but you have to ask for help. And a lot, I would say 95% of the people have just been thanking me, thinking this is so wonderful. I hope someone would see this and think, oh, I want to do this in my own community because we need more things like this. we're unfortunately a very wasteful country. We're buying and throwing out things quicker than they can even make products. And some of these people are donating clothes with tags. Some of these clothing has been like maybe just washed, never worn. So I just feel like we need to utilize the things that we have and share, because it's just like the amount of things that I have collected for this, it's amazing. And it's going to benefit so many families of things that don't need to be thrown out. And, you know, your kid grows out of one piece of clothing, so another child can use it. It's just,
yeah,
it's like giving back, but helping everybody in a giant circle instead of just like one or two people.
Yeah. It's such an awesome idea.
Yeah.
I hope that there's some way for you to be able to, I don't know, it might be just overwhelming as I even think about it, but like kind of find out how many clothes you have so that as you go from year to year, you can like see how much it's growing.
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot. I tried counting, you know, the boxes, but there's boxes like all over my house. There's a lot of clothes. I really hope that we have a good turnout because, you know, after talking to the people in the library and just saying, you know, like, what do you think? Is there going to be like 5 or 10 moms? Or is there going to be like 100 moms or 100 families? You know, they said it could be anything in between. I do hope that it's a good turnout because, you know, I want everything that we've collected to be taken. And anything that's not, I'm picking a really good place to donate. I want to make sure I pick somewhere that really helps people, whether it be people that are homeless or pregnant women or, you know, shelters. I'm going to pick somewhere that I feel is the best place to do that. So any of the leftovers are getting donated. So I'm not worried about there being things, but obviously I would love people in the community to take as much as they need, you know?
Yeah, that's great. And hopefully you have like a little sign up sheet for some moms that might be willing to, you know, do a couple events during the, I don't know, the previous 3 or 4 months so that you can have helpers that maybe take two boxes and sort that or something.
Yeah, that's actually a great idea. I might, now that you say that, I'm glad that you said that, because I think I'm going to get like a little clipboard and a sheet just saying, please write your name and number if there's anybody that wants to, you know, if I do decide to do this yearly, which would be great, but I do need help. I really need help.
Yeah.
If there's anybody that's interested in being part of, you know, the team that works on this so that, you know, that it could even be better for next year's.
Yeah. It would be fun too, if it could be kind of a social thing. Cause like you're part of a mom's group. If you had kind of a, you know, yearly event, you know, maybe it's just like a little social thing where you're chatting and having fun while you're doing it. Cause you're all moms. So
yeah, no, for sure. Yeah. It's good to make new friends, new mom friends. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. So if you were to say what have been some of the rewards, and you haven't like actually even gotten to the events, what are some of the rewards that you're experiencing going through this?
I mean, I feel like everybody, you know, even if they feel like they're, you know, helping in their community or helping their kids or helping, I feel like we all can just always be doing more things to help people. I've never done something on this scale before. I like planning events and parties and stuff like this. That's kind of like my realm. I'm more of like the creative type. So this is kind of like what I'm good at. I just thought, you know, being able to help like more than just like one or two or three families is just like, you know, even if it's like people think, oh, it's silly, it's just clothing, but like it's sometimes more than that, you know, like we probably, which is something I'll learn going forward, we probably have too many categories that I have collected. You know, it's like toys and clothes and backpacks and Halloween costumes and shoes. Like I might cut a few of the categories out going forward, but I still think it's amazing all the stuff that we've collected. I just think it's great.
That's awesome. So if your ideas and your experience and your wisdom were all wrapped up in seeds of potential action to give to others, what advice would you give to people who might be on the edge of thinking, maybe I want to do something like this too?
I mean, you can do, if you're scared of doing one at this scale, you could maybe try to do one with like, I mean, it used to be a thing when I was a baby of like baby playgroups. I don't think it's so much a thing anymore, even though I would like to, you know, get my child involved in a playgroup and stuff like that. you can do it with your friends instead of doing it as like, you know, your first one being for the community, because you can do the swap like I was talking about before, where you bring 10 to 20 pieces of your son or daughter's clothes and you have like 5 or 10 moms all like meet at someone's house and then everybody just switches and you can see, you know, if that works for you and if it's something that you could pull off, maybe doing it, you know, then with like people you don't know.
Yeah. Yeah. It sounds like a good idea, like, especially if it's moms and maybe babies or toddlers that are kind of in a similar age range.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it sounds like what you've done is really a way to be more successful because you're going to have more diversity of sizes and things like that, which, you know, as our kids grow,
you're
needing that next size up. Well, thank you so much for just be willing to kind of jump in there and try something new and also kind of putting a stake in the ground and saying your first annual, because I think that's really awesome.
Yeah, so. Definitely. No problem. Thank you. Thank you so much.
If you haven't yet visited your local Green Online Hub, then please visit gogreenlocally.org and check out the directories for events, groups, businesses, online resources, and local support listings for your area. If you find something is missing, then let us know or just log in and add it. These are community free sharing directories.